Hi, welcome to another episode of Angel on Podcast. It's been a while. I am excited, guys, to get back to podcasting again. I miss doing this. To those who shared their thoughts in the Q&A section, sa mga nag-DM to express their support for the podcast, thank you guys so much. This is what keeps me coming back to podcasting. Sobrang nakaka-excited. And to be honest, it's a bit awkward for me to do this podcast episode because I get emotional when talking about love and letting go. But here's episode 8, The Feeling of Letting Go. Minsan ko na ding binitawan ang mga salitang, I hope you don't get tired of waiting, and so do I. I will not leave you. I shouldn't let go of the person I love that easily, no. Yes. These are just a few of the lines I said to the person I didn't want to let go back then. Kasi nga, I was thinking yun, I shouldn't let go of the person I love. Not only because I love him, but because I was thinking na he's the one na talaga for me. So yun yung iniisip ko. You know that feeling na you're really into that person, but I realized na it was wrong pala. Because that line is only for people who deserved it. Only for someone who will not let you down, no matter what the situation is. So yun, it didn't last because it didn't work. So I did let him go. One of the hardest things to do in life is letting go. Good for you if you can quickly forget and move on. Letting go of the person you thought was meant for you, the person you thought would never let you go, someone you thought was ready to be with you no matter what. Napaka-dramatic man pakinggan, but this is the true feeling of someone who is truly loved. Letting go of your unfulfilled dreams, saying goodbye to a loved one who has passed away. Letting go of someone who didn't choose you because you love someone else. Letting go of the person you loved, even though it's super malabo relationship or a no-label relationship. The person you've been talking to for a long time but never had a chance to be with each other because until now you still don't know how you really feel about each other. Or di kaya you guys are still trying to figure out things like ano ba talaga kami? Ano ba talaga kayo? These are just a few of the things that makes it hard to let go. So if you're having a hard time letting go, you're not alone. And that's okay. It's normal to feel that kind of feeling. Whatever you feel right now is valid. Just don't let it consume you. The stage of healing is difficult because you cannot forget everything instantaneously. You can't make yourself feel a certain way na isang sabi mo lang sa sarili mo na mag-move on na ako, enough na, kakalimutan ko na siya, block ko na siya, cut. No, di ganun eh. Because what you really feel is what it really is. Your real sentiments are what they are. Mahirap mag-let go kasi we're afraid. We're afraid of losing them. Higit sa lahat, we're afraid of losing ourselves. Because letting go is very painful. If you don't want to let go because you're afraid, hindi dapat ganun. Like, come to think of it, ipagpapalit mo ba yung peace of mind mo dahil takot ka lang bumitaw, takot ka lang na mawala siya? It's okay. It's okay to let go. We shouldn't stay in a space that no longer makes us happy. Hindi dapat. Kahit na mahirap, you gotta let go. I think everything that you have given, I mean, that you have given attention to, worked hard on, and invested a lot in is difficult to let go. Lalo na when things get complicated and difficult, sobrang hirap mag-decide. Especially in things that, that didn't really mean anything at first, but suddenly things changed. You felt something special. How can you let go of things that have become very important to you? Even the little things. Things that you didn't think would be so important, as if you can't handle it when you lose them. Paano na ako? Paano ko ba gagawin? Paano ko ba sasabihin? I can't imagine letting him go. Oh no. Again, napaka-dramatic. It may sound dramatic, but this is what you will really feel eh. When you decide to let go of something special. Especially if someone gave you so much to remember. Long-term relationships that lasted for years. And you thought he was the real deal. Akala mo siya na talaga, pero hindi pa pala. Well, they said it's not about how long you've been together. It's all about how you go through the challenges in your relationship and still you chose to be with each other. You chose to face life's challenges together. Yung mga ganun. We all have our own battles in life. And in relationships, you need to support each other. This is what should be expected in a relationship. This is how it should be. Pero hindi eh. Like, there are relationships that ended up being toxic. You tried to fix it, but you guys couldn't take it anymore. But sometimes you just have to make a decision to end it. You gotta make up your mind. Learn to accept things and move forward. It really takes time to heal, but time will come. Yeah, magigising ka na lang, tatawanan mo na lang siya. Ma-realize po why it happened. Eventually, everything will make sense. Yes. Letting go. Letting go teaches us to value ourselves. We learn to be wise in our decisions. And to appreciate ourselves more. This reminds us that we should receive the love we deserve. Letting go means you have accepted the things that happened. It requires acceptance and understanding. Because you can only let go once you learn to accept it. So yeah, acceptance is the key. And when you're in the stage of healing, I think we also need to have healthy habits like getting enough sleep so that you can think clearly, mas kalmado ka, maiwasan natin yung mag-overthink. Setting goals. Spend more time with your family. You know, like, just focus more on valuing yourself, loving yourself even more. Often, letting go is what needs to be done so we can get on with life and have peace with ourselves for our own good. Letting go is not easy to do for some of us. Mahirap. Ang daling sabihin pero ang hirap gawin. Lalo na in today's era of social media and stuff, it has become more challenging to move on. Kasi there are things that can remind you of the past. Pwedeng makita mo siya sa social media or may magpaalala sa iyo. Well, we all go through situations where it is difficult to make a decision. One of them is whether to let go or not. Not only in love, but even in other things. Things that we temporarily have to let go for good. Alam mo yung when we rely too much and kapag attached ka na, it's hard to let go of it. It's like you're inside the box and it's hard to get out of it. But Come on, life has so much to offer. The moment you decide to let go, life doesn't stop there. It's another chance to recover and start over and do things right. Kasi when it is truly given to you, everything will be easy na lang talaga. You'll not be in trouble. Hindi ka mahihirapan. Kasi napakagaan lang sa pakiramdam kapag nasa tamang tao ka. Alam mo yung you guys are working on it. Both of you are willing to keep that relationship. No relationship is perfect. Pero kapag nasa tamang tao ka, hindi mo na kailangan pilitin eh. Kasi willing kang ipaglaban. Yung mga ganun. That moment when you can really feel that you are genuinely happy. Mapapasabay ka na lang na, I mean, you can say that this is what I prayed for. Kasi nga, kung talagang ipinagkaloob sa'yo, para sa'yo talaga. Kaya sa mga nahihirapan mag-let go, you'll get there. Sa mga nasa healing stage na, I'm rooting for you guys, you'll get there. Time will come. I hope this podcast episode helps. And that's it for this episode. The feeling of letting go.